sons of flame. I am come in the name of Almighty God and to raise a sword of blue flame over the heart of America. For the cup of great wrath is trembling, even the vials of wrath referenced by John in Revelation over the entire planet because of the darkness of mortal consciousness and the denial of the faith in the immortal light and the purposes of light. I am come with my legions of light, and I am come to raise in the consciousness of mankind a measure of infinite faith that will enable them to penetrate the veil of mortal miasma, of illusion, and of despair that has caused mankind to cry out and evoke hope from the very heart of God this very hour, that God would vacate the sinister strategies that control the hordes of shadow among the children of men, the power of hypnotic control that seeks to cause the youth of the world to go down a pathway whose end is death and shadow and frightful fear. I say to you then, in the name of mercy, O mothers of America and fathers of America and parents of the world, awake before it is too late to the need to take a genuine interest in the things of the spirit that have given birth to all pulsations in form. I invoke then, in the name of the eternal presence, the leaders of the Blue Flame Band who are able to carry the crystal diadem. The crystal diadem that represents the crown of Christ perception. I invoke them now and I say, let their 7,000 legions of light stand round about this place with drawn sword, and let there flash forth in the consciousness of mankind an understanding of the passion for freedom. Freedom is more than a name, beloved ones. Freedom is a flame. It is a delight in the presence of truth above error. It is the need of the soul to breathe free the divine intent and to embrace the Spirit Most Holy that has created all universal life for one purpose, and that is to obtain its freedom and its victory. Won't you please be seated? I come now then in the presence of my legions and with full God content in the immortal purposes to say to you all that the great white brotherhood has desired, with a desire that knows no bounds, to produce in the world of men a great passion for freedom that will equalize that which is above. That which is above shall then manifest below and in the hearts of men, that in their goings to and fro they may begin again to understand what it is to be a chalice most holy, a chalice of devotion to the central purposes of that divine love which fashioned the frame of man's energy and gives cohesive power to the atoms of substance that control form density as well as spiritual manifestation. I am an archangel, and in me there is no shadow of swerving from the eternal purpose. My eyes are as a coal of fire, able only to perceive his brilliance, the sun splendor of divine magnificence that every man understands within, but few understand without. We come then to cut men free from all the blind passions that ensnare them day after day to the same old patterns of aborted hate and delay. We come to say to all, awake and understand the need to raise this pall of mortal effluvia. What is effluvia? What is the passion of the free? Effluvia is mortal creation. Effluvia is human creation. It is the passions of the enslaved. The passions of the free are God delight. The understanding of the need to draw forth cosmic energy and enshrine it in the grail-like presence of manifestation. Manifestation is God. When light's purposes are fulfilled, light's purposes are real. Light's purposes are for all, but all will not understand it, for all do not have faith. And it is with this certain knowledge that I come forth then into the world of form by invocation from myriad hearts to create a new sense of God magnificence in the hearts of the children of men, that they will see that the Pleiades are the belt of eternal magnificence pulsating down through the corridors of universal astronomy and revealing to mankind that there is a home of the great white brotherhood where the splendid star Sirius pulsates out her life waves as fire ring after fire ring brings forth the miracle of astonishing perceptions to the children of men, that light emanates out into form and to produce the miracle of cosmic rebirth in the hearts of those who believe that I am and believe in the reality of themselves, who understand that the meaning of life is goodness and mercy and light and truth and beauty and strength and adoration and penetration, infinity penetrating the finite world and opening to the vision of mankind the realities of the seven holy spheres. Shushamahaya. In trite, be it done, O God, and may the sealed casket of the eternal presence, of the eternal love, be opened. O eternal love, flow forth and release the cadences of orderly progression into form consciousness, that men that see through a veil darkly may see face to face that our reality is now. Love is the passion of God for his creation. Love will not be denied. And we have this night opened up a sealed casket that has not been released upon this planetary body since the hour when Christ forgave Magdalene. And the ointment that shall anoint the body of the Christ upon this planetary body shall speak of forgiveness and a release to mankind of the hardness of his heart, which for generations has kept mankind bound because they have uttered words of defamy against their brethren, and they have released into the atmosphere the psychic poison of their own hatred and have not understood the need to release density into the light of God that never fails and utter the word of forgiveness to every single solitary heart, designed by the same Creator for the same self-magnificent God purposes. Men then have betrayed this because they have not understood the meaning of love. And it is to the passion of true love that we signify our faith this night, saying to ye all, the love of the Christ for his God is the love of the light that is in thee, for the Father that created and formed thee, that he might bestow upon thee the communion of saints. Come ye out then from among them, and be ye a separate people. Come ye into union, communion with our octave of light, and amplify the power of faith as you have never before amplified it. Remove the barriers that in your consciousness acts as the power to deny. Understand that if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain of adversity, be thou removed, and it will be so. Understand then that the flow of this great divine resurgent energy, the power of the infinite Christos to flow out into the world of form, is the magnificence of God's love for thee that seeks to have in thee reborn the eternal passions of the free, the power of the light to see and perceive the sundering now of those veils of man's strange effluvic substance. Let man bow and understand that though he be but formed in dust, that which has formed him must be the spirit, not the frail outer self. And it is to this sacred spirit of immortality that we dedicate every man, every woman, every child upon this planet, whether they will it or no. And we do it not against their free will, but because of the enormous response of the students of light who have continually pled for their brethren in a state of bondage, that bondage be disallowed and that freedom be born. I do not say then that this very hour all mankind will accept the full God magnificent faith that we manifest, but I do say that we have implanted in their hearts a seed of faith this night, which is a coel from the altars of heaven to remove man's sense of dust and ashes, the consciousness of separation, the consciousness that has splintered the body of God upon earth into a multitude of many splendored things that we question from day to day because of its ineffectuality, because of its sensuality, because of its non-recognition of reality. And I say to you then, in the name of Almighty God, will you shake the dust from off your feet? Will you shake the passions of senseless world habit form from your consciousness? And will you accept that which I offer you tonight as a gift from the heart of your eternal presence, as a gift from the ascended master's octave, as a gift that is intended to go forth into the world of form, into the colleges, into the churches, into the homes, into the hospitals, into the prisons, into the astral realm, and set the captives free. Let the Lord God's pulsations of the sacred fire be borne then upon this earth by all of the angels of my band. And as the 7,000 I command, and they are not all, but only a segment thereof, shall go forth to distribute the sacred Eucharist of our release of faith to the mankind of earth, I tell you that there shall be a pulsation throughout this planetary body that shall have the proportions of an earthquake that would split this planet in half, literally. And yet it shall not do it, but it shall act in order to create a new sense of faith everywhere that the purposes of the Great White Brotherhood intended to be conveyed and carried through the air throughout this class shall be everywhere as the answer to man's immortal prayer, flaming forth from his identity and intended to raise the planet up out of its density into the eternal patterns and passions of the free. Won't you please be seated? Where is hope? Where is faith? Where is charity in you? The threefold flame, I say, relight. Faith, ignite. Hope, be born. Charity, flow. The archangels who lead the band of solemn angels in God's service then do demand in his name of the evolutions of this earth an understanding that transcends the framework of man's intellectual responses to the stimuli of the ascended host and of every thought-provoking idea upon this planetary body. We demand that man empty himself of all of his sensuality and human viciousness. We demand a change in the tempo of life upon earth. And we promise you that if mankind shall not speedily do so, that the retribution that shall come to the evolutions of this earth shall be the fulfillment of all that John the Revelator revealed in his vials of seven wraths that shall come to mankind. For there has come an end to the patience of heaven for the manifestation of divine love to the children of men. And while we ourselves are not intending to enforce it, we are determined to convey it in a greater measure in order to alter the conditions that mankind have imposed upon themselves through hypnotism, through drug hallucination, through infestation of sex entities, of dope entities, of human masochism that enables them to continually flagellate themselves by self-condemnation and not understand the passion of God for the human soul, the great love that he desires to convey to make the entire consciousness universally whole in light, by light, and for light. For the emancipation of man, I am come this night, and for the freedom of all, I am determined that you shall win the fight, but it shall not be an easy one. But to the victor belongs the spoils. And in this case, the spoils, blessed ones, are the victory of this earth and the eternal return of this planetary body to its rightful place in the planetary chain, where it can manifest that beautiful quality of the tone of pure love as this planet was intended to do, and harmonize itself, not only the few, but the many, until all that return shall understand they must not spurn our offer to adopt them daily, hourly, nightly into our band of light servers to come with us and be a part of our legions of light that flash forth in the dark our sword of right and truth as we convey to all the youth of this world a new sense of direction from the heart of the cosmic mother whose passions for her children are as Rachel's of old, when the swordsmen had gone forth in their wickedness, bold to corrupt and destroy. Let all understand then the great joy of our realm of light as we convey today a new sense of victory to all and a determination that human civilization shall not fall into the delusions of sense consciousness, into the confusions of wretchedness and destruction, but shall rise to understand that from the skies there descends day after day upon this planet legions of light and of cosmic fire, conveying the noble heavenly desire for freedom to all, for freedom to all, for freedom to all. In God's name I say then, peace. Be still. Faith, increase. It is God's will. We dare not doubt it. We dare not flout it. We speak it in his name. We revel in it. Our joy is full. Our cup runs over, let it flow. I am the presence here below. God descends on every heart. God commands, let us now start to increase the flow of light below, to banish stain and earthly glow that glitters tinsel like, not jeweled. This is the substance that man has fooled himself with, and we seek to stop that senseless hypnotic control and show him the reality of heaven's goal. This goal that glows is real. This glow that glows, you'll feel as you approach a little nearer to the throne where man understands the three in one, that now beneath the sun of majestic purpose speaks to all. From sensedom, find your freedom, one and all. Arise, cognize the fire from the skies as faith that never dies, but lives eternally within the altar of the heart as faith and strength, apart yet one with God, to release, release, release in all every tension man has fallen into, every tension and contention, until all are one with one eternal purpose. Let it live within. Let it live within. Let it live within.